This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here, reporting live for the Hump Day Crew, going all green and all natural. Very funny, guys. Yes.
It's 8 minutes past eight. We've been talking to the Wilderness Society over the last few months about what's happening in Brown Mountain with the old growth forest there, and the Brunbury government was due to make some decisions. Joining us on the line now with the latest from that is Amelia Young from the Wilderness Society. Amelia, thank you very much for your time today.
Hi there, Adam.
Now, not good news from the Brunbury government.
No, we were very disappointed when Friday, a couple of weeks ago, Minister Jennings, the Environment Minister, came out and rebadged an area in East Gippsland and announced that that would be the Brown Mountain Protection Area. Now, the problem is that while part of Brown Mountain itself is in this 400 hectare area, the very important forest that conservationists have been consistently asking for protection for almost 30 years now was just handed back to the loggers.
So, why? Do you know why the government's made this decision?
Well, we believe it's because of the bullish and belligerent behaviour and philosophies of the government logging agency, Vic Forests. This is a government business enterprise and they're charged with returning a profit to all Victorians for how they manage our state forests, which of course we all own. And this logging arm of the government is extremely powerful for a range of reasons, and we believe that in fact Minister Jennings was just rolled in this instance and he didn't manage to get the numbers within either the ALP or his government in order to protect Brown Mountain, despite the very good campaign that I believe that we have run with other sectors of the community.
Just to give us an understanding and the listeners an understanding, this is a 500-year-old forest, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. So some of the conservationists who live in the area locally and have been campaigning for this and other areas to be protected for many years now, they took a slice of what's been dubbed the Phoenix Tree, and after it had been logged by Vic Forest, and they sent it over to New Zealand to have it radiocarbon dated. And that test found that this forest was over 500 years old, and that means that it was around 50 years old at the time of Joan of Arc. And what we're doing with these very ancient forests is just simply wood chipping them and sending them overseas to be turned into paper products like cardboard boxes and photocopy paper.
Now, apart from the loss of the trees, there's also some very endangered animals that live in that area.
Yeah, that's right. So some of the listeners might remember that in December last year, some local conservationists decided, well, if the government's not going to do the pre-logging surveys for threatened species, we'll do some ourselves. And they set up some infrared cameras and some little traps in the creeks and some hair tubes also to try and survey for different kinds of creatures. And in the Brown Mountain Creek, they caught a couple of specimens of the Orbost spiny crayfish, which is a freshwater forest crayfish, and it's extremely threatened. And that managed to put a bit of a reprieve on the logging for a while. But what the announcement a couple of Fridays ago did was it said, well, we'll put a 100-metre buffer along the creek to try and protect this crayfish and continue to log the slopes that surround the creek. And that's quite simply not good enough because, of course, every time you log a forest, there's a huge impact on the broader ecology of the area.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, there must be animals that are based in the trees and under the trees and directly in the trees. So,
that's right.
What type of animals can also be found in these forests?
Well, we've got some arboreal mammals, meaning tree-dwelling mammals like possums and gliders, greater gliders and yellow-bellied gliders in particular. And then, of course, where these possums live, we also find their predators. In this case, some powerful owls and some sooty owls, which are very rare and threatened. So we know that those kinds of threatened species live in the Brown Mountain area as well, as a result of the surveys we've done ourselves and, in fact, as a result of a government survey that was done since we made these findings of species. And then down on the ground, around, there's also this very rare and shy little creature called a long-nosed potoroo. And this is the one that managed to show itself at the 11th hour last Saturday after Minister Jennings had announced that he wouldn't be protecting Brown Mountain. The conservationists infrared cameras captured footage of one of these little potoroos, and that's available to be viewed online.
Now, because of this decision, someone is actually going to sue Vic Forests.
Yes, excitingly, the local conservation group out in the area called Environment East Gippsland have lodged a writ in the Supreme Court, and the first day of hearings was yesterday, and it was adjourned until today. So there hasn't been a final announcement yet about what might happen, and deliberations continue today. But what we hope is that, in fact, the judge will find that there is a case to be heard and the government has neglected its responsibilities to adequately survey for threatened species in this very important forest area, and that in fact, of course, it shouldn't be logged for wood chips and should be protected instead.
Is there anything the listeners can do to support this?
There's a couple of cyber actions on the Wilderness Society website that are aimed at the government business entity Vic Forests, and people can go there at wilderness.org.au/waterlogged, and there's information on there about what's going on Brown Mountain as well.
Amelia, thank you very much for your time today. Let's hope that the court action will save Brown Mountain.
Yeah, let's hope. I look forward to updating the listeners in the future. Thanks for having me.
That's Amelia Young from the Wilderness Society. That website we're talking about is wilderness.org.au. Check it out and jump on that cyber action. You're listening to The Hump Day Crew here on Joy 94.9.
Hey, it's Ginny from The Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and The Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.